From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The New Mexico Department of Health reported that Lee County had suffered its third coronavirus-related death on Monday. The deceased man was in his 50s and had been hospitalized. It is the second such death in less than 8 days and the third in the past 10 days. Lee County now has the most confirmed cases of the coronavirus in Southeast New Mexico, with 546, Eddy County with 225, and Chavez County has 270 cases of the COVID-19. As for New Mexico, the Department of Health reported 467 new cases of the coronavirus on Monday. It's the most for a single day. New Mexico State Police report that 24-year-old Estefancia Hernandez of Dexter has been located and is safe. She had been on the endangered persons list and had been missing since July the 22nd. 30-year-old Tommy Barreras of Roswell was arrested after he allegedly assaulted two officers and then led them on a brief foot pursuit early Saturday morning. During the chase, one of the officers sustained a cut on his left cheek and was allegedly headbutted by Barreras. Lee County Sheriff's deputies arrested one man and are looking for a second one in the case of two forged check incidents that occurred to the same victim. Arrested was 21-year-old Armando Marquez Reyes of Hobbs. He was charged with forgery, a fourth-degree felony. The incident occurred at a Hobbs bank on July the 13th. The second incident happened to the same victim on July the 17th, and now officials are looking for 22-year-old Obed Olivas of Hobbs. Lee County Sheriff's spokesperson Deputy Vivian Martinez tells us more.
Mr. Olivas has also two other outstanding warrants, one out of the Hobbs Police Department for resisting, evading, and obstructing a police officer. Also has a bench warrant for failure to appear before the Hobbs Magistrate Court.
50-year-old Lyle Wanicki of Cedar Crest, New Mexico, was killed in an ATV accident on Saturday, that according to New Mexico State Police. According to State Police, Wanicki was traveling on Canyon Road and Sunset Drive in La Luz when he went off the road and into a canyon. He sustained fatal injuries in the crash and was pronounced dead at the scene. State police believe that alcohol was the contributing factor in the crash. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.